just to live another day. Oh, the price I have to pay. Will my children share this fate? Where money decides the life they'll make. Somebody help me understand what makes me starve in a world of plenty.
Welcome to The Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ Alibaba Ali Ghazani with DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence. Okay. And the tonight guests are Emily Mallow.
Hi.
Okay. Tonight guests are Emily Mallow and Ari Monsil on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nation. These territories were never ceded throughout the treaty, war, or surrender. We'd like to give thanks to the local indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. You're listening to Poverty Anthem by Robert Regine featuring Matter Freeman. And tonight's prescription is Embrace Freedom with No Flags.
Don't you just love that?
Yeah.
And so let's, I'm going to let Molly say her, Emily Malloy. Malloy.
It's common. It's okay.
You get that a lot, right?
I get someone thought my name was Molly for like the longest time.
Hey, Molly, how you doing? That's Emily. Thank you. And introduce yourself there.
I am Ari Mansell. New to Vancouver, actually.
Okay. And, you know, I did want to confirm the pronunciations because sometimes we don't always get it. Myself. So our prescription being Embrace Freedom with No Flags. We think we acknowledge the many millions across the globe driven from their homes by tyranny, prosecution, and violence, and poverty, risking their lives as they make their escape in hope of finding refuge and security elsewhere. Children and grandchildren and descendants of refugees aware of our sacred obligations towards the stranger. Let us be among those who open our hearts and our hands and our communities to welcome those in need of refuge and resolve to do what we can to contribute to the alleviation of their suffering. So joining us now in the studio, we have mentioned we have Emily and Ari. I was going to say, Emily, based out of Vancouver, BC, is a rock and roll blues musician with a whole lot of soul. Her debut album, Brave, was released in the summer of 2014, and Emily will be releasing her second studio album with Jeff Zip of White Heart Studios in the fall of 2016. All correct?
Almost all correct. We took a little longer to do it, so it'll probably be the spring. Second release.
that's very typical of
yeah,
music production.
Totally.
Take your time. Wait till it's perfect. Till
no
you
rush.
It. Absolutely. Past credits include Pemberton Music Festival, New Leaf Music Festival, Blessed Coast. Blessed Coast, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Calla. Invermere Music Festival, winner of the two. And you are a winner of 2015 Whistler Music Search.
That's right, yeah.
Finalist of Landmark Talent Search. Collaborations include Rick Lopez, Painted Foxes, Benny Freebound, Will Ross, Corina Keeling. I love you, Corina. Scott.
Me too.
I think we all have a place in our heart. If you knew this girl, you would absolutely emanate love for such music. Scott Vig, how do you say that?
Vigue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Old Soul Rebel.
Old Soul Rebel, that's Chelsea Johnson and Lola White.
We are going to actually take a quick break and come right back with our guests, Emily Molloy and Ari Mansell.
Have a sustainable idea? Want to be more involved with environmentalism on campus? Need funding to host a green event?
Then reach out to the Student Environment Center for funding, helpers, and advice on how to make your sustainable ideas a reality.
Contact us. Do it. Our Facebook page is UBC Student Environment Center. Give it a like.
Also, come check out the free store in room 2102 on the second floor of the AMS Student Nest.
Free?
Free.
Free?
Free.
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 That's right. It's a free store.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia.
When a problem needs a problem solver, guess who gets the call? Me and Saul. Y'all tuned in with a black revolver. Guess who dropped the ball? The writing's on the wall. The president of the Copper Lady loves the Senate Green. From New York to Los Angeles and all points in between. Planning 50 million megawatts of gasoline.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
It's a brand new day.
Are you a graduate student? De-stress from your studies through the Graduate Student Society. Come and meet new friends through our beer tasting sessions, sports leagues, and fitness classes. And maybe you're interested in making a difference. Help eliminate sexual assault by volunteering to become a GSS Active Bystander Trainer. If ever you experience difficulties with your supervisors, faculty, or the university, the GSS can provide confidential advocacy assistance. And we will work with you to help resolve academic, personal, or financial issues. Your graduate student experience matters. Let the GSS help you now. Visit gss.ubc.ca.
And we're back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. And we have in the Emily Molloy in the studio right now. She's going to sing us a song. What song are you going to sing us?
This one I've decided is called, ooh, that's nice. Look at that. Readjusting the microphone. That's really good. I'm going to sing one of my newer songs. It's called Can't Keep Me Down.
Anything specific, a message, or was this driven by someone trying to keep you down or something?
If you must know, yes.
I must pry.
It was about a relationship that didn't go so great at the end there.
I understand. If you're listening, you know who. I'm sending a message to you.
Guy. My guitar keeps going out of tune. It's really annoying. Sorry. Let's chat for a second. Is that one? Yeah, mine has gone through snow and rain and everything today. Yeah. I just tuned it. It's got a capo. Look at you.
We're rocking the capo.
Thanks, dude.
Okay, so we're adjusting to hear Emily Molloy again, and she's going to sing us Can't Keep Me Down.
Can't Keep Me Down.
Damn.
Thank you.
in your shadow so long. Now you're looking for revenge. Looking for someone to blame for the years of neglect. Shadows have made you ugly. No, you can't even pretend. Wash your plenty old demons. It's the only way for this to end.
Ari
killed it in that, man.
Ari Manso.
Yeah.
Damn, you guys.
Thanks, brother.
No worries. Thank you.
Juicy. Juicy, I do not like the word juicy, but juicy, this was exceptionally good.
Thank you. Right on.
Right on is right. So we did mention about refugees at the beginning of the show, and we are... have all noticed there's been a lot of new faces in Vancouver, and if you travel at all, you see you know, the world's a changing place. It's an interesting thing how people can actually turn their backs on these people and criticize them and come up with all sorts of wild ideas instead of like understanding these people coming from some really difficult circumstances. And so have you guys had any experiences with some of the new influx of refugees yourselves? Anybody have any thoughts on the subject?
I have some thoughts, but I haven't had a lot of like really direct, I guess, experience with people who coming from Syria or refugees particularly. But I mean, in my view, this is a very bold statement, but in my view, we're all immigrants to this land. If you were not ancestrally born here, if you are not Native American, indigenous to this area, then we are all newcomers.
Excellent
so,
point.
In my view, like, especially if you're coming from something like, you know, Aleppo, then it's insane what is going on there, and it's absolutely terrible, and we should be welcoming these people in with open arms. I mean,
well, what's completely bizarre is the Canadian government has, from what I understand from noneisillegal.org, I was reading up on their site, and they're talking about how the numbers have increasingly been going down for the applicants being accepted here in Canada that are refugees. That was kind of shocking because they're saying that it's around like less than 1% of the population that's influxing. We do have a lot of land and a lot of opportunities here. We get told that that's how our country actually grows.
Definitely, you know, I think you know we're an aging
of the old culture. I would right. tend to agree with that.
Still. Yeah, exactly. And you know we are an aging nation. You know, we're if we don't have people coming in and helping boom our economy. We're very much so an aging nation, Canada, generally. So I think it's really important that we welcome new families into our country.
Yeah, and so I did notice that there's people doing great acts of welcoming and opening their doors and their resources to people like this. And it's like you said, I'm quite shocked at people who use the word immigrant when they're not First Nations, because if it wasn't them or their grandparents, it was their great grandparents who came here as immigrants, and therefore they are immigrants. So,
exactly,
it's quite shocking. And so I do like to encourage people. You're going to run across these people. I don't have a lot of direct contact like yourself. But I have, had a few, brief conversations and seen the people out on the, all these people that have been coming in. And I'd like to encourage people, stop and say hello and smile to them. If you can't give a smile, then, grab some style. What else could I say about that? So songs.
Songs.
Sing a song. Sing a song. Sixpence.
Wait, sing a song.
Do we have to have a break for something, or are we okay?
No, I prefer the live here.
We always prefer the live music. That's right.
Chelsea, I see that you're calling me, but I'm on the radio.
By the way,
I love you. Hi, Chelsea.
Shout out, Chelsea.
I'll call you in the break.
Not now.
We're listening to Emily Molloy and sometimes Ari Mansell chirping in with his violin.
This is a song called Let Him Go, and it's not about anyone in particular, but it's very Jan Arden inspired, and I adore Jan Arden, and something that's kind of funny. What I love about Shout out, Jan Arden. No one wanted to go to Jan Arden with me when she came to town. She played at the Orpheum, and everyone was like,
"Wait a second, when was that?"
This was like 2 years ago.
Okay,
maybe 3 years ago.
I did go and see her at like the QE or the Orpheum or something.
It was at the Orpheum, okay. And no one wanted to go with me, or they were busy that night or whatever. And everyone was like, "Well, I think my mom will go with you," and I was like, "Well, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to take myself on a date to the Orpheum. I'm going to get dressed up. I'm going to get some wine. And I'm going to get myself a front row ticket." So
damn.
I did. Yeah, I went. And I ended up sitting with her whole band and band's family. So like all of Jan Arden's band's family.
How did you secure a front row seat?
I have no idea. There was like one lone ticket, but no one goes by themselves.
Right.
I do. So I got myself a ticket, front row. Anyways, I wrote this. I wrote this shortly after I went to that.
After you wrote that song about the person that where things didn't work out, take yourself on a date.
I took myself on a date.
After, what was the name of that last song again?
Can't Keep Me Down.
Yeah, after Can't Keep Me Down, you decided.
I think they're different timelines, but it totally works for the segue.
That's what I was saying.
Counts his money on the train. He's got enough to just get back again. It doesn't really matter now, does it anyway? 'Cause you know he's running away from everything. So let him go. Let him go. He just work better now on the road. Doesn't really know where to go. It's a restlessness now in his bones. She knows the best darn soul that I've ever known. I'm super stoked because Ari's here, and I don't usually have a violin with me, so this is fantastic.
Oh, this is a blast. This
yeah.
Well, I hope that I wasn't being so bold as to encourage the...
No, I'm really pumped on it. Thank you.
Okay. Otra, otra.
Oh, another
otra.
One. That's what you
meant. Oh, we got to take a break. We'll be right back on the Mantis Joe Broadcasting Healing Energy with live music and laughter.
Dreadful sacrifice.
Who
sit down.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Understand more about fashion. We asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys it.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Hi, we're back on The Madison Show, and we have Emily Molloy and joined with Ari Mansell. Well, I'm going to tell you a story about Ari. Ari was a band member of a band called Electric Audrey. Is that true?
Yeah, Electric Audrey 2.
Electric Audrey 2.
Yeah, the 2 is very important. I don't know why, but it's important.
And West to Alaska from Edmonton.
Yep.
Is that the name of the band?
Yeah, West to Alaska is the name of the band. And yeah,
they're from Edmonton. Yep. Okay, I get that now. Yeah, okay, so Ari Mansell has played the violin for 26 years and is a multi-genre violinist, multi-instrumentalist, including cello, djembe, cajon, and he moved to Vancouver 3 months ago, so he's new here. Hello, Ari.
Hello.
To study, he came here to study music, aiming his degree at music composition. So he also, before that, has been a paramedic, a flight paramedic, a firefighter for 14 years in Alberta, and then re-embraced music again on a deeper level as his personal therapy for PTSD. Brilliant. And I'm sure a lot of people would say, thanks for being a hero on so many levels there. His quote that he sent in was, "Only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile," by Albert Einstein. Very, very nice. Welcome to The Madison Show, Ari.
Thank you for having me.
You know, so Ari and I have, we were jamming outside in the lounge, and so we're going to play a song of mine about when it does work out.
An actual love song?
It's a love
what?
Song.
What?
I like to call it the
That's
wet.
That's real.
Yeah, really, eh? This is, and it's going to come to as a shock because the lyrics are all about a happy ending, and, you know, that's why I like to call it the wedding song, right? Because the odds against love, right?
Oh, okay. My goodness.
Happiness for you, I would be
What you did is made me happy in love. Happy in love with you. What you did is made me happy in love. For the first time, like you do every day. Leave me with yearning, like there could be any other way. 'Cause what could be better than spending the rest of my day with you? It didn't mean nothing. Shows what you did has made me happy in the home, happy in love with you. What you did has made me happy in love, happy in love with you. Geez, what a treat. I'm going to pass the guitar on over, Emily. You think it's still in tune?
I don't know. We'll give it a try.
We'll find out.
We're going to find out pretty quick.
Oh, you got some.
I got those.
Wrapped up in these things. Okay. We're having too much fun down here on the Madison Show. Thank you.
I stole that one, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, I stole it from you. You can steal it back. By all means. We're a bunch of pick thieves around here, sharing the pick, passing around the pick for a lot of fun. Emily Malloy.
Sharing picks.
Jeez. What you got for us?
I'm going to play a song. This is my own version of another version of another song.
It's a cover of a cover.
Oh, I love those.
Right?
When you like someone's cover and you do their version.
But then you do your own version of their version.
Yeah, yeah. Because it ends up being you doing it.
Exactly. So I would say that it's my song, but it's not my song. It's actually by Elle King, who's fantastic.
Oh, I just listened to like 8 of her songs last night by accident because, you know, YouTube was running over and over.
You might know this one.
I discovered a lot from... Oh...
You might know it.
Is it the nasty, nasty one?
No.
Oh, she does the really nasty one. She goes, any girls out there? And she just starts going right into her. I won't even say it's X-rated.
I like her more every day.
Yeah, yeah. Say it on the radio.
This one's called Can't Be Loved. This one's for all my fondue friends out there.
Oh, wait. Okay,
my fondue party.
So tell us a couple of the fondue things, the fantastic,
right.
And what else?
Yeah, so I was just at, we just had a fondue party, and I couldn't wait to run in with my pun. I had this pun going on in my head all day. Saying I wanted to run in and be like, "You fun don't," or "Oh, you fun didn't." So I fun did it and told lots of puns. Whoa!
All right. So the name of the song is what?
As Can't Be Loved.
We'll be Medicine Show.
Quit trying to love me, yeah. I done told you, ooh, yeah. I'm not the one. And baby, please, yeah. Quit trying to love me. You should know, yeah. You were just so fun. Can't unlock my heart. Don't you even start to try to get in my head. It's dark and it's black, you can't ever give it. It's the way that I used to love. I try with my heart, but I can't with my mind.
Show.
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
In the air, had too much to drink. Told everybody that we'd stay friends forever. Well, it was 3 a.m. when she drove me home. We were a couple from that night on, steaming up windows and spending every minute together. And baseball games, hanging out at the bowling lanes, sneaking into the movies on Friday night. Oh, I was always trying to steal one more kiss. She had something I couldn't resist. Fireworks shooting off between us like the 4th of July.
All right, we're going to listen to a song of a band that Ari Menzel was in called Electric Audrey 2, which is named after the plant in Little Shop of Horrors, if you were saying.
Yeah, the inspiration came from the Little Shop of Horrors plant, Audrey 2. Don't ask me how it relates to the band, but it just, yeah, it was brought up in discussion, and yeah, we kind of just went with it. It was funny. So it reflects our style of Silly Billy, as we call it.
All right, we'll be right back on The Medicine Show.
Thank you. I went to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR and I met the love of my life. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now the president of the Vegan Hot Dog Appreciation Society.
After going to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I've successfully synthesized the vaccine for two left feet. Now everybody can dance!
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award.
If you want to change your life, come to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR from 11 to 1 every week. No experience is necessary.
Thank you, Volunteer Wednesdays.
We're back on the medicine show, back on the medicine show, back on the medicine show. Broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. We're here with Ari Mansell and Emily Malloy. And Ari, what right, and me too. I forgot about me and you. We're with DJ Alibaba and Jason Paleface Lawrence. But guess what? We have a special guest in the house tonight. Hi, Nima.
Hi.
He's a man of few words, very humble. And so you were going to tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world, and so you're here to do music and available.
I am.
You have anything? Any shout outs?
Well, I was really, really active in the Edmonton scene before moving here. And I pretty much dropped everything and moved my entire life here to Vancouver just to pursue my big dream in music and further that with schooling. And so I'm breaking into the Vancouver scene here slowly and looking for always more opportunities to connect with other musicians and artists and do some networking.
Well, Emily and I have witnessed you play live with a looping station. And that was quite a wow experience over at the cafe.
It's fantastic.
Just amazing. So I can vouch for him that he's good. If anybody's looking for a violin player. We're sitting next to the fire. Can you hear it? It's crackling away. Bring up the volume of the fire.
I like that.
Ooh.
I feel warm.
Feels cozy. The studio's
hot and warm anyway.
It is cooking in here anyway.
Emily, what's going on in your world? You got a website. People can contact you. And
they can.
Say hi.
Hello there.
Twitter you.
Please
you
say
Googleable?
Hello. I'm Googleable.
Googleable.
you can find me at emilymalloymusic.com. You can find me pretty much. You can find my tour dates and all my stuff. I play quite a bit up in Whistler. I actually just moved up to Whistler about a month ago. Just to get out of the rain for the winter. But I'm down in the city. I'm down here like so much. It doesn't really matter where I live. I'm driving all the time anyway. Whether I'm living here and driving to Whistler for gigs or I'm living in Whistler and driving here for gigs, it really doesn't matter.
Can we clarify the last name? Because everybody wants to spell it differently.
Yes. So
it's not M-A-L, it's M-O.
It's M-O-L-L-O-Y. That's it. Yeah.
With an I or a Y at the end?
A Y.
See, yeah, there you go.
Emily, yeah, this is a constant thing.
Malloy.
So I've got some gigs coming up in Whistler. I don't really have much going on in Vancouver, probably till the new year. But I, if you're gonna make it up to Squamish, I am playing with my friend Chelsea. Actually, is throwing a fundraiser party to build schools in Afghanistan. And it's at the Naughty Burl in Squamish on the 17th of December.
Naughty.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great place. My friends built it and opened it up, and it's quite the family affair in there. It's great.
It's a family affair.
I'm playing with a couple friends of mine. They're coming down from Whistler to play with me. And then.
So what does the setup look like? Like, is it guitar and...
Yeah, so it'll be live music, full drum kit. Maybe I'll get you to come if you like.
Yeah.
All right. Come get some violin if you're around.
Join our band. No, join our band. We should all join a super band.
Right?
Super band. And then after that, we've got two DJs to boogie the night away with. And all of the proceeds at the door go to building schools in Afghanistan. So
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm sorry, Ali, Ali Baba, what were you going
to
say?
I wanted to ask to Aria how many badges you have on your coat.
I got a few badges on this coat, yeah.
And it's speaking of all your back.
Ari is wearing one of these things with like a lot of the buttons, the pin-on buttons.
Yeah, buttons and badges.
And badges and all kinds. Very decorated. Very colorful.
I left my vest at home. I feel like I should have brought it. But it's cold in Whistler. It's really cold, so I don't wear it as much.
Well, okay, so we were talking about social justice and all kinds of things tonight, and I always like to remind people and especially say a loving shout out to anybody who is a law enforcement or carries a gun or you know, please have a conscience, say a prayer, and love your fellow man, because you guys are the ones that are really, you know, changing people's lives with your enforcement. So I have great faith that your lives and your hearts can be touched by love. And so I just like to say a prayer and say a, you know, say a thanks for the commitment that, you know, enforcers give, but also to try and do it with a heart. And I just want to remind, just want to say that because it came to mind because we were talking about social justice.
Like it.
All right. What about some more music?
I'm down.
Damn. Oh, hold on.
We were gonna do
a solo thing with. You have some very nice somber music or something. What did you call it? It's
dramatic
or something.
Yeah,
what did you call it?
A little bit more dramatic. A little bit more on the classical end of things.
Love it.
It's more the story I think that goes behind it. That's actually I think perfect for tonight.
Okay.
A little bit of quick history background on it. This piece was composed and written on the walls of a concentration camp during the Holocaust. And it was found and reproduced, and nobody really knows who wrote it, but it was just a beautiful, beautiful piece I came across written for cello, and since transposed it over for violin. And it's got the up and down of reflecting back on your horrible situation, but also reflecting on your current or your good memories. So it's actually titled As in More Beautiful Days. So it's maybe a glimmer of hope to the people that are over here as refugees and experience a lot of the same racism that happened not too long ago, and we seem to forget that. So so here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Ari Mansell on the Medicine Show. Oh, the whole thing was on photo. My great video. I was trying to videotape that. That was hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
Might as well be taking a bunch of pictures. Wow. See, and all this is amazing contrast because we were talking about all of the stuff on your jacket and everything, and I was looking at your videos and the pictures earlier, and this really harsh, rocking, like, punkin' band, and then we hear that, and I'm just going, wow. It's like, you know, there's the emotional side, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It was incredible. I liked the last few notes when it went really intense.
Yeah, I like that piece.
Yeah, okay, so apparently I'm going to pass it over to Gigi Alibaba. Wait, hold on, say that.
I'm going to go into a small break for one commercial and come back to the studio.
Okay. Hi, you're listening to CITR. My name is Paula, and this is Pride Facts. I have words for you. Words that have been reclaimed by the LGBTQ plus community. Reclaiming language is taking words that have been used to degrade a community and turning the meaning around. Taking away the negative connotation of the words can be liberating. Let's take a closer look at the word queer and its history. Originally, it was used in 16th century Scotland to mean peculiar or eccentric. Contemporary synonyms of the word are odd, unusual, strange. The word, used as a term towards the LGBTQ plus community in the late 19th century, was reclaimed in the 1990s by a New York-based group of activists named Queer Nation. Their aim was to take the word out of violators' mouth and give it a positive connotation by self-identifying as queer. The famous slogan, "We're here, we're queer, get used to it," was coined by the group. The word queer is still considered offensive by some members of the LGBTQ community. Many feel uncomfortable using a word that caused them so much harm. Why use it then? Advocates for the usage of the word queer use it as an adequate umbrella term for LGBTQ+. It is considered inclusive of all sexual orientations and non-binary, unlike the terms lesbian or gay. Queer your vocabulary up by checking out the following web pages: positivespace.ubc.ca/terminology, www.glad.org/reference/transgender, www.autostraddle.com. Check out the series More Than Words. They discuss queer words. Happy Pride, everyone.
Happy, happy. Hi. Hi. Yeah. Hi. Welcome back to the Medicine Show. We're back with Emily Malloy and Ari Mansell, and they're gonna Emily's gonna play us a song. What song are you gonna play us?
Yeah.
Oh, Ari, do you wanna play? I have an obligation. I forgot.
What's the obligation?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on Coast Salish unceded territory.
Yeah.
This is Emily Malloy.
Amazing. I think I'll change my song choice because of that.
Wow. Didn't know I could heavily influence people with an obligational station ID. Or was it the unceded Coast Salish unceded territory thing?
It was that, yeah.
Yeah.
This song is called Brave, and I think that's kind of needed right now.
Sounds great.
With all the people fighting in Standing Rock.
I was going to say, stand up for Standing Rock. Support.
Depends. Have I made a change? Or am I still learning my lessons? Have I listened to myself? I listen to my fears. If I listen with love, then all the rest will heal. So I need to be brave. Hey, hey, be brave.
Thank you, Ari Mansell, playing with Emily Malloy on The Medicine Show. Wow, you guys. Absolutely beautiful. How about let's just go right into another song?
Sure.
Since we got the rock rolling.
Rock and the roll.
The rock is rolling with the roll. The roll is rock, but you don't know.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about rock and roll here.
Rock and roll, man.
This is my a little more rock and roll. It's a little bluesy. This one's also one of my own. This is what this one's called. I almost forgot what it was called. Catastrophes. There it is.
Ironic.
Oh, there we go. All right, here we go. Thank you. these catastrophes. It's gotta have you on.
The greatest, latest thing since sliced bread. That's Emily Malloy with Ari Montel. On the Medicine Show.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So what's going on with there?
We're going to do a game commercial and come back.
All right.
We're right back on the Medicine Show.
You either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
He feels, but blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad.
We're back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter with Ari Montel and Emily Malloy. Okay, so this is the time. It's been a blast to have you guys. And now we're going to know the actual retail price for this beautiful home is. So this is the time of the night when we're doing the wind down and everything, and we're about to go out and everything. So. Shout outs, babies, what's happening?
Do you got a shout out? You got it first. Okay, I'll go first.
Babies, I've got a new crush. It's Emily Malloy.
Aww.
I got a musical crush on Emily Malloy.
You're
that was
sweet.
Really nice.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and well, cheers. Same with you. You guys together actually are quite amazing. You guys are really good.
I'm going to try to steal
that
him.
Was my big shout out is to my guests. That was really
aww,
good. Okay.
Thank you. My big shout out right now, I guess, is to the boys at White Heart Studios who are going to be helping me out with a lot of stuff on my album in the next little while. And if you are looking for my first album, Brave, you can find it on Spotify, iTunes. And if you want to just stream it, you can find it either on Spotify or on Bandcamp. And you can buy it there, too. Just
no
Bandcamp.
Jokes about Bandcamp now. This is a clean
Bandcamp.
Show.
Bandcamp. Bandcamp.com/Emily Malloy. And the album's called Brave. Yeah.
And okay, and then the next one is coming out probably, what's it called?
The Spring. I don't know yet.
Okay, that's all right.
I'm collaborating with Jeff Zip on this one, and I'm really excited to get in the studio with him. And
I'm going to be listening for more.
It's a lot more rock and roll, that's for sure. Yeah.
Amen. Right on. Okay, Ari.
I guess we could do a plug for my band Electric Audrey 2 out of Edmonton. We just released our music video last week, Chicken Lover. It's a great, hilarious video. And our hard copies of our album just came out also in print last week as well. So
people can find that on YouTube? Or?
You can find it on YouTube, and you can also do download on iTunes as well.
Is it and I assume that this, do you guys have a www for the band?
Yes, we do.
It's something.
I believe
something,
it's actually electricaudrey2.com.
Just, you guys are Googleable.
We are Googleable.
Like that.
We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on probably other things I don't know about. But there's way too much social networking.
we're out there.
We're out there.
Way out there. Okay, so DJ.
Hi again.
What do they have to say?
Malfunction.
Okay, go ahead. So, okay, this is, we're going to say our thanks then, I guess. We're coming to the end of the show. Good night, everybody. We love you. So, thanks to the maker. Thanks to our guests, Emily Malloy and Ari Mansell. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. Thank you, Nima, for joining us. Thanks for Justin. Thanks for Justin out there in the lobby. Hey. And so please let us know your thoughts on Facebook as Vancouver Medicine Show, Twitter as Van Medicine Show, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. We're going to leave you with quiet, calm, and peaceful song, The New World. Is this The New World that we're listening to? This is Jason Robert Brown's. Coming up next is The Late Night Show with DJ Rye. Good night, everybody.
The moment before it all becomes clear, in that one moment, you start to believe there's nothing to fear. It's about 1 second. Just when you're on the verge of success, the sky starts to change and the wind starts to blow. And oh, you're suddenly a stranger. There's no explaining where you stand. And you didn't know that you sometimes have to go.
About one moment, that moment you think you know where you stand, and with that one moment, the things that you're sure of slip from your hand, and you've got 1 second to try to be clear, to try to stand tall, but nothing's the same, and the wind starts to blow.
Might be free.